Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring a discussion on understanding the impact of low inflation on Indian economy. The participants are Puneet Jain, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Welcome to Insights, where we dive deep into the most pressing economic issues shaping our world today. In this episode, we explore a remarkable development. Inflation in India has dropped to record low levels. What does this mean for the country's growth, consumers, businesses, and policymakers? To help us understand the broader impact, we have with us Puneet Jain, a leading expert in macroeconomics and Indian economic policy. Welcome, Puneet, and thank you for joining us on Insights.
Thank you so much, Rajesh.
So, Puneet, how sustainable is this low inflation trend, considering global and domestic economic dynamics?
So, Rajesh, when we look at these numbers, and they're, like I said, they're quite remarkable, the truth is that the inflation at this low levels will not sustain. And I don't think it is desirable that it should be such low levels, such a low inflation rate for a very prolonged period of time. But I think the increase in inflation will be very modest in coming months. Largely because there will be a certain statistical effect which will take effect in next 2-3 months. So my guess is that inflation will rise marginally from the current levels, from 0.25%, which is right now, which was for the month of October. I think it will gradually rise to about 2-2.5%, which is well within the tolerance limit of RBI. Also, I think food and beverages segment, which contributed very majorly to the decline in inflation, we might see some increase in food prices. Again, I think the rise will be modest. And of course, the GST cuts will continue to play a significant role. But my sense is that inflation will rise modestly in the next 2-3 months.
So how does the inflation typically affect India's GDP growth?
If we look at technically, when inflation goes down, actually the ability of people to buy goods and services goes up. And that is the whole reason why we want lower inflation in the economy. So my guess is that if inflation is declining and remains soft in 0-3-4% kind of range, we will see the GDP rise gradually over the next 6 months to 1 year, because people will be able to consume more with less money. And that is the whole logic. However, when we look at the statistical numbers of GDP, the real numbers, and there's a nominal number. So nominal number takes into effect the amount of goods consumed plus inflation. So we will find that the nominal GDP will actually come down because of lower inflation. However, the real GDP will actually rise in the next 6 months to 1 year. I know it's a bit of a jargon, but the truth is that the real GDP will go up, while you might see some moderation in the headline number of GDP growth.
To this jargon, I will ask the next question. Has the low inflation rate provided a boost or posed a challenge to India's overall economic momentum over the past 1 year?
So, Rajesh, the interesting thing about inflation is we don't want too much of it and we don't want too less of it also. Ideal, therefore, if you see, RBI says that their target range for inflation is 4% plus minus 2%. That is, they're happy if inflation remains between 2% and 6%, because if inflation, let's say, becomes negative, then it means that the producers will not get fair prices for the goods. So we want them to also profit. Only then they will produce more. And therefore, we want modest inflation to be there. Preferably right now, we are looking at 2% to 4% kind of an inflation rate. But we don't want inflation to go above 6% also. Therefore, you kind of hinted that inflation is a double-edged sword. If it is too low, it also hurts. If it is too high, it hurts. We want it to be in a modest range.
Okay. So what does this record low inflation mean for the average Indian consumer's purchasing power and living standards? Could deflationary pressure or very low inflation lead to delayed consumption or other behavioral changes among households?
So, Rajesh, like I said, if inflation is under control or modest inflation, it contributes to more consumption by people, because if you look at the fixed income group or lower income brackets, then they spend much of their income on food and fuel. And if we find that food and fuel prices, they continue to be soft, then consumption, they first of all, they have more money left for other items to buy. Secondly, even for food and fuel, they can consume more. So lower inflation typically leads to higher consumption and therefore very good outcomes for the economy and for the people. It's kind of essential item, essential segment requirement for ease of living. Again, if it is too low in inflation, inflation becomes negative, let's say, then of course it's a matter of concern because that means there is not sufficient compensation to producers and to labor. So we want prices to remain slightly higher, 2%, 3% inflation, but at 2%, 3%, it is a very, very good contributor to consumption, ease of living for people, and for GDP on the whole.
So let's look at it from the corporate sector's point of view. How have businesses, especially in manufacturing and retail, responded to this low inflation environment? Does low inflation encourage or discourage investment and capital expenditure by corporations in India?
So Rajesh, conceptually, lower inflation is not good for the corporates because it reduces the profitability. However, I must point out that in India, lower inflation has actually been brought about by lower taxation on the GST front. So whatever price declines we have seen is actually because of government cutting taxes. So it means that companies are not sacrificing profits. Government has sacrificed some taxation for the purpose of increasing consumption. So I think while theoretically speaking, lower inflation is not good for corporate profits, in our case, because lower inflation has come about because of fiscal prudence, because of taxation, GST cut, I think consumers are also happy. Companies, of course, are happy because they get to sell more goods to consumers. Consumption goes up. So their productivity goes up. And I think to some extent, government is happy because, I mean, if GDP grows and people are able to consume more, eventually we will probably have robust increase in taxes also.
Absolutely. So with inflation at record lows, which we are discussing, what constraints or opportunities does this give the Reserve Bank of India in settling the interest rates? Could the RBI use this scenario to focus more aggressively on growth stimulation, or should it remain cautious?
So, Rajesh, interestingly, RBI has been cautiously positive in terms of giving monetary push to economy. But I think this inflation data, which has come yesterday, will give them a major opportunity to push for growth aggressively. So my sense is that in December, when the Monetary Policy Committee meet at RBI, they will have a lot of headroom to cut interest rates and to increase monetary support to the economy. As it is, we are doing very fine. The Indian economy continues to be one of the fastest growing major economies in the world. But RBI now has an opportunity to increase monetary support, to reduce interest rate, to provide more growth impetus to the economy. So I think for RBI, it appears to be quite a Goldilocks kind of situation. Everything seems to be positive for RBI to give the economic growth a major push now.
And to what extent, Puneet, did disruptions or improvements in global supply chains impact inflation recently? And how vulnerable is India's inflation outlook to international commodity prices, especially energy and food costs?
So, Rajesh, it's a very interesting question you have raised. Theoretically speaking, when we look at the textbooks, they tell us that if international trade gets disrupted, that is, the free flow of goods is disrupted, then inflation should go up naturally because goods will not be available freely. There will be shortage of goods. And therefore, on paper, the prices should have actually gone up across the world, also in countries like India. However, again, I would say very interestingly and unique for India is the fact that we produce a lot of things of consumption in-house, particularly food items. We are very self-sufficient in food. Even in fuel, I mean, the government has really managed its fuel supply requirements, the energy needs very, very smartly, very, very well, despite many challenges, as we all know. And we have kept prices of fuel stable or lower in these challenging times. So I think for India, while on paper, tariffs and trade disruptions and supply chain disruptions should have meant higher prices or higher inflation, because of certain government policies, because of our robustness of Indian economy and Indian manufacturing sector, we have been able to keep our prices stable. I think it's a very major achievement as far as any big economy like India is concerned.
Okay, so what role has fiscal policy played in supporting low inflation? Have government subsidies or reforms contributed in any way? Or should policymakers focus more on inflation management or on other priorities given today's economic conditions?
Interestingly, government has followed a very I would say, unorthodox playbook while dealing with this situation in India, while we have policies where we have been trying to improve consumption through providing fiscal stimulus like GST rate cuts that we saw. So you provide lower prices and you cut rates, government sacrifices certain taxes, but it improves consumption by the people at large. At the same time, if you look at the social welfare policies which government has followed in terms of Kisan Nidhi, providing easy credit, easy monetary support to farmers, to women particularly, that also contributes significantly to consumption by the segments. So while on one hand, government has provided resources to farmers, to women, to young generation to consume more, government has also reduced on the fiscal side, they have reduced the taxes to make it easier for them to consume. So we have this two approach to improve consumption and to improve ease of living. So it is both fiscal policy as well as to some extent kind of monetary policy, because monetary policy is essentially RBI driven, but government, because of social welfare measures, I would say is kind of money supply situation, and therefore I'm calling it a monetary policy. So fiscal policy and monetary policy have worked together to support consumption in India.
So are there any risks associated with inflation being too low? You did mention about it a while back, but I'm particularly asking about deflationary spirals or wage stagnation.
There are certain challenges that low inflation, if it persists for too long. See, we saw inflation come down in October, and I said that this was because of a one-off step taken by government to cut GST rates. We also saw a very unusual decline in food and fuel prices in the month of October. So I think this extremely low inflation that we saw in October, 0.25%, was a one-off kind of an event. It is positive, but like I said, we expect the inflation to edge slightly higher going forward. So that would be positive. Very low inflation typically would lead to less production by producers because they don't get compensated for what they're producing. We don't want that. In fact, Rajesh, here I'd like to point out a very interesting thing, that we are focusing on this headline CPI number, which was 0.25% yesterday, which includes manufactured goods as well as food and fuel. But if you take out the food and fuel prices, the inflation, and you look at the number, what is called core inflation. So core inflation does not take into account food and fuel. So core inflation numbers yesterday was 4.2%. So that is essentially manufactured goods, services. And there, I think the 4% inflation is very appropriate. We want producers to get compensated adequately for what they produce. The people who are providing services, doctors, professionals, labor, they should also get slightly higher wages or earnings. So 4% inflation on core side, core inflation at 4% is also very benign, very positive. And if you look at the headline numbers where you have consumption of food by weaker segments, that was 0.25%. So I think it's a right combination. We have very low CPI number and we have slightly higher core inflation number. Like I said earlier, right now it is a Goldilocks situation. Of course, it will change marginally over the next few weeks or months, but I think it remains quite positive for us.
So this leads me to the next question and perhaps the last question. How can policymakers balance the dual goals of price stability and inclusive economic growth in this context?
Rajesh, I think policymakers so far have been doing a very good job because they have been able to navigate this challenging global environment in the last 6-7 months. Enormous uncertainty in fiscal policies, in trade policies, geopolitical situation was very fluid. But I think going forward, again, maintaining stability in prices. So we don't want inflation to go to 6% and then fall to 1%. Price stability is very, very important for any economic, because ability to earn wages, to predict what kind of earnings should be there for workers, for companies, for corporates, it is very important. So I think our ability to maintain price stability while not providing too much of monetary stimulus. See, we don't want to provide too much money supply because that leads to asset price inflation. So I think the balancing between inflation, employment, GDP growth, it's a difficult task. I mean, it's like juggling too many balls at the same time.
Absolutely.
But we have done a good job of it so far. And I think government is doing a good job, but they need to be mindful of the fact that too much low inflation should not lead to less economic growth. We need to maintain our economic growth and we need to maintain employment. So these are two challenges which are always there. But I think so far we seem to be doing okay.
On that note, thank you, Puneet, for those illuminating insights into inflation's unprecedented low levels and their profound impact on India's economy. Thank you for being with Akashwani.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on understanding the impact of low inflation on Indian economy. The participants were Puneet Jain, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Insights.